The Ulster Unionist Party leader and former Victims Commissioner Mike Nesbitt with us today. Why do you think the Secretary of State's saying this now, Mike? What's your at?
I don't know her motivation, Stephen, but I think everybody is deeply frustrated at the failure of the talks process that wrapped up on New Year's Eve. It just seems to me that we're going for the most difficult issues and bundling them all together. And perhaps the way to get some progress is to decouple them. And it strikes me that parades and protests is the one where we could get agreement if we decoupled it from flags and the past. And coming into the summer season, wouldn't it be great if we could say to people, we have resolved the issue of contentious parades and protests against contentious parades. In terms of dealing with the past, there is no doubt that if you look at it statistically, the security forces were responsible for 10% only of all killings, and most of those are not contentious. But as John was making the point, you've then got the issue of whether paramilitaries, who were responsible for 90% of all killings, were encouraged by agents of the state. And again, I would say, you know, if you look at the number of people who put on the uniforms of the police and the army and served over such a long period, were mistakes made, were bad decisions made, of course, inevitable, it's human nature.
And those people should be pursued then.
Everybody who lost a loved one, everybody who was injured, should have access to truth and justice. Absolutely. The rule of law is the bottom line for the Ulster Union.
So you agree with the Secretary of State?
I agree there is too much emphasis on state killings. And it's not just killings, what about the injured? But you know, if you ask the current Victims Commissioner about the needs of the victims and survivors of the Troubles, she will tell you that they have identified 7 distinct categories of need and that they are ranked in order. A truth, justice and acknowledgement comes fourth. And yet that's where we put all the political focus. Why don't we put the political focus on mental health and well-being, a massive issue for a huge number of people in this country? Why don't we look at the number of people who are carrying severe physical injuries? We're talking about low hundreds. And we could look at those people and say, here is a pension. Because although you got compensation in the 70s or the 80s, nobody thought that you'd be alive today, so nobody built in a pension for you. We could do something that would transform their lives. We could do things that make a positive difference. And then we would build a momentum. And maybe with that momentum, we would build trust. And with the trust, we could maybe tackle the most difficult issue, which is justice.